Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. I know it's after lunch. It's a difficult time. But as he said, yes, my name is Diana Castillo. I'm in the entomology department at Texas A&M University. And I'm going to be presenting today part of my dissertation where we analyze the response of plant hormones in cotton when we inoculated them with endophytes, and then we challenged them by herbivore feeding. So my research focuses on the plant-endophyte-insect interactions, and I find this system very interesting and relevant because all of the plants that have been surveyed to date are able to establish relationships with endophytes, and these includes cultivated cotton. And obviously, being at the Beltway Cotton Meeting, we know how important cotton is for the United States. Being the third largest producer in the world and cotton industry accounting for more than $25 billion in products and services per year. So just to give you a little bit of a background of about what we do in our laboratory, earlier last year, we published a paper where we showed that when we inoculated cotton plants with two different fungal endophytes, we were able to see a negative effect on the reproduction of cotton aphid, both under greenhouse and field conditions. And here I'm showing the graphs from two different field seasons where we saw as high as a 72% reduction of cotton reproduction that were feeding on the plants that were colonized with an endophyte versus our control. So these results were very good news, and it showed us how by manipulating microbial community in the plant, we were able to see a benefit. But more so, we wanted to see what were the mechanisms behind these interactions. And that's the reason that we decided to pursue the study that I'm going to be presenting today. So endophytes, I've said fungi before, but they can also be bacteria. And they live within plant tissues. They don't present any symptoms to the plant when they live in the plant. On the contrary, they may have positive effects, as the ones that I showed you in the study that we published. And some of the hypotheses that you can find in the literature as to why this mutualism plant endophyte insect interaction happens, it could be directly done by the endophyte. So when it is in the plant, it produces secondary metabolites, such as alkaloids. And this has been very well studied in grasses. Also, they can produce reactive oxygen species, which in the end will enhance the antioxidant production in the plant, priming the plant for other stressors. And lastly, they have been hypothesized to change the plant nutritional profile, and more specifically, sterols. So changing the sterol profile, thus competing then with the insects for these resources. Some of the indirect effects because of these molecules produced by the endophyte have been shown to change the abundance, the richness, and the effectiveness of the natural enemy community, and also induce a systemic defense response in the plant, then priming the plant and conferring the plant to with broad spectrum to other stressors. So in the defense pathway of plants, we know and we're aware that plant hormones play a very important role as signal molecules, okay? So against pathogens, herbivores, and even beneficial microbes. So some of the most, popular molecules that you will find in the literature, the most studied ones, are jasmonic acid, which generally responds to necrotrophic pathogens, mechanical wounding, and herbivore feeding. Salicylic acid typically, but not exclusively, will respond to biotrophic pathogens. And we have OPDA, which is a JA precursor. It has similar signal capacities as jasmonic acid. And lastly, we have azelaic acid, which has been found in Arabidopsis to prime plants and also induce salicylic acid. So given this background, then we decided in our study to ask three questions. The number one, we wanted to see if the endogenous levels of the hormonal profiles in cotton were going to be any different when they had been inoculated with an endophyte in the absence of a herbivore. The second question, we wanted to see if there was any priming effect, as we've read in the literature. And specifically for this case, when cotton is colonized by an endophyte and then challenged by a herbivore. And lastly, because we used two different endophytes in this study, we wanted to see if the responses of the plant were going to be the same or different. So in order to do this, we utilized two different endophytes, which are the same ones that we used in the study that we published last year. Bavaria bassiana is an entomopathogenic endophyte. So it's an entomopathogen, but can also live in the plant as an endophyte, and it's available commercially. And then we have Purpureo psyllium lilacinum, which is also an entomopathogenic endophyte. We used a third true leaf stage of the plant, and then the treatments consisted of herbivore and not herbivore. So we used cotton aphid because we're familiar with the system. So for no aphid and then aphid feeding at 1 hour and 8 hours, we had 10 plants per treatment, and we measure 8 different hormones. But because of the time today, I'm only going to present the ones that I introduced earlier. OPDA, AZA, jasmonic acid, isoleucine, and salicylic acid. And we measure these by LCMS. Okay, so before I jump into the results, from our first question, I just want to walk you through this graph. On this axis, we have the response of the hormone in nanograms per gram of fresh weight of the plants. Here we have the different hormone that we measured. And on the x-axis, we have the different treatments. So control, no endophyte, Bavaria, and lilacinum, the other endophyte. The green bars represent the leaf tissue, and the beige bars represent the root tissue, since we measure both of them. So from the first question, our results, if the endogenous levels of hormones were going to be the same or not when the plant had the endophyte in the absence of a herbivore. For lilacinum, we saw a lower endogenous level for both leaves and roots compared to Bavaria and control plants. And for ACA, we saw a marginal lower expression, or I'm sorry, response of this hormone compared to control and Bavaria. Now moving on to jasmonic acid, we saw the same trend for leaves, where lilacinum had a lower endogenous level of this hormone compared to the other two treatments. Marginally lower in the root system. And for salicylic acid, we didn't see any difference between our treatments. So having an endophyte or not did not affect the response of this hormone in the plant. Now, when we investigated if there were going to be any priming effects when the cotton had the endophyte and then challenged by a herbivore, in this case the cotton aphid, as I mentioned earlier, for OPDA and AZA, we saw that the response of the hormone for either leaves and roots was higher when the plant was colonized by the endophyte versus our control. So we thought this was pretty good news. Now for jasmonic acid, in the leaf tissue, we saw that the response again was higher in the leaf tissue when the plant was colonized by other endophyte versus our control, but even a higher response when the plant had lilacinum compared to Bavaria bassiana. We didn't see a difference in the root system. And for salicylic acid, the opposite case was observed, where in the leaves we didn't see any difference, but in the root system we saw that lilacinum had a higher response of salicylic acid compared to our control and Bavaria. Now lastly, because we utilized two different endophytes, we wanted to see if, show some examples where the response was not the same, but here is in the treatment of aphid feeding after 8 hours. We saw a trend where lilacinum had lower levels or response levels of the four hormones that I introduced earlier, so ACA, OPDA, salicylic acid, and jasmonic acid, compared to our control and Bavaria bassiana. So this is kind of something that we expected because there are different endophytes, so they had a different response in the plant. So in conclusion and kind of discussion of our results, so for the first question, when we asked if the endogenous levels were going to be the same or not, yes, indeed, we saw that they were not the same. More specifically, lilacinum had lower levels than Bavaria bassiana and the control in the absence of a cotton aphid. And then for our second question, when we wanted to look at priming effects, We saw that both endophytes primed the cotton plants when they were challenged by a cotton aphid. And lastly, the responses were not the same in terms of the phytohormones for the two different fungal endophytes. Okay, so what are the implications about these results? Since we saw a different profile of these phytohormones being expressed by the plants, so now we wonder, is it going to be, are we going to observe the same thing for volatile compounds? Is there any crosstalk between these phytohormones? And because we saw a different differential response depending on the endophyte, we just wonder if they're inducing different defensive pathways in the plant when they're challenged by a herbivore. So the next step in order to answer these questions, we're actually this semester, a colleague of mine is going to start investigating the volatile organic compounds in this system, I believe. And then we're going to do some quantitative PCR just to match if the genes that are being expressed match the hormonal response that we observed in this study. And I'm very positive to say that a better understanding of these mechanisms is going to help us incorporate these endophytes in the near future in IPM programs in cotton or in other crops. So with that, I would like to thank my co-advisor and collaborator, Dr. Michael Kolomitz. He was very helpful during this study, and Dr. Ellie Borrego, which was who pretty much taught me how to do LCMS. And my main advisor, Dr. Gregory Sword, my funding, Cotton Incorporated, the Plant Pathology Department, Entomology Department at Texas A&M University. So thank you very much for that. And if I have time, I guess I'll take questions.
We have plenty of time.
Okay.
I'm sorry about it. It kind of fritzed out.
It didn't work.
Questions for Diana? We were running a little ahead of schedule, so we have plenty of time for questions if you'd like.
Everything was clear.
Thank you very much, Diana.
Okay, thanks.